Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I will send you to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. Not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, "I will send to you the Spirit of truth. He will guide you to all truth." Maybe we ask, what is truth? Pontius Pilate, also at the end, was asking Jesus, what is truth? But after that, he returned to his house. So he didn't wait for the answer. He knows the answer. Each one of us knows the answer. In our conscience, we have this voice of the Lord. So we know what is right and what's wrong. At times, you take excuses to do something that's not the will of God. But we know we are not following Him yet. Let's ask this special grace, the truthfulness of ourselves. The Holy Spirit is with us. Let us be humble and day by day follow Him. The prayer today from the Mass says, "Grant Almighty and Merciful God that we may in truth receive a share in the resurrection of Christ your Son." Christ is risen, but He lives through the Church, through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. He is with us. He becomes part of us when we receive the Holy Communion. We receive His life. That what Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me." His life in us. That's all that we can share His life. Of course, today we still are human being. Yes, we're human being. But also we share the life of Christ through the baptism, through the Eucharist. It's no more that Paul says, "Not I live, but Christ lives in me." It's a grief, it's a gift. It's a special grace of God. Today, we still have a humanity here. At times, we don't see clear what will be tomorrow. But Christ always, already, by the time He was with the disciples, just tell them, "Don't worry about things, about tomorrow. Live well every day. Live your cross today, not that of tomorrow." We don't have the grace to live the future. We only have the grace to live the present moment. And Jesus, very practical, he said, why worry about tomorrow? If tonight God the Father is inviting you to heaven, so what will be tomorrow? Important is to do well today. So let us ask this special grace. At this moment, the whole world is disturbed by the pandemic disaster. But there is the voice of God telling we humanity, we have to start again, to work together, to love one another. We are one body with Christ. We are one family. Although we belong to different races, we are one family. God is our Father. Let's ask this special grace that one day the world, as what Jesus prayed in the Last Supper, that all may be one.